This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow voted against a temporary extension of foreign surveillance law, as did every other Colorado Democratic House member. Crow, who has voted to extend the law in the past, says he's worried about reports that the administration is skirting oversight requirements. He added the administration has sidelined Democrats.
They need us to come to the table to help pass this. Zero talks, zero outreach, no engagement, no in briefings. Like when we passed this 2 years ago, we made this a bipartisan issue because that's what it needs to be.
Several House Republicans, including Representative Lauren Boebert, voted against the bill over the lack of a warrant requirement. Inflation in the Denver area hit 5% in May. Gas prices are the main driver of price increases, according to updated data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, which tracks prices across the country. In the past 2 months, gas prices in the Denver metro jumped nearly 25%, the data shows. Gas prices are climbing due to the ongoing war in Iran that started in February. And a public fish salvage starts today at two reservoirs in southeastern Colorado that will soon close permanently to the public. Access to Adobe Creek and Thurston reservoirs will end on July 15th due to the non-renewal of their recreation lease agreement. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.